God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in tonight, joining us tonight. And we believe in God is really, truly going to bless us tonight. And we thank God for, you know, all of the people that we're going to be praying for tonight. We have people that are Sasha Royal. We'll be praying for her tonight. Also, Pastor Jerome Holmes, Aline McQueen, and we are praying for the Browns family tonight. Understand that Zach Brown's daughter, Rita, passed away, and also the Tyree family. Katie Tyree, husband, passed. And so, we have a lot to pray about, so much to pray about. But the Bible said that if we pray and believe and trust God, then God will answer prayer. So we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that he is doing. All right, let's get into the Word of God tonight. And we are believing God that he will speak to your heart tonight and my heart. And we'll see what the Lord has to say to us. We're going to turn to the book of Psalms 136. Psalm 136. We will be speaking from tonight, verses 1 through whatever God lead us to do. And we want to talk to you on the subject tonight, the never-ending story of God's love. The never-ending story of God's love. That's what we want to talk to you about tonight. And then Psalms 136 and verse 1, it said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse number 2, "Oh, give thanks unto God, to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretches out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. So we're going to talk about that. And in fact, I might read a little bit more in a few minutes, but we're going to talk about that a little bit. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And many times we have said, the Bible said that his mercy is renewed day by day. Every day, God give us new mercy. So we give God the glory. And remember, we are talking on the subject tonight, the never-ending story of God's love. God's love never ends, praise God, regardless of what we do or what people say about us. God's love never ends. So God deserves our praise because his endless love never fail. God never fail. And there's some time that we don't love him as much as he loves us, but guess what? It doesn't change his love. He still loves us in spite of what we do or what we say. He still loves us. And guess what? And he's faithful. God is faithful. And I'm so grateful to that. That he is faithful and he loves us and he's concerned about us and he cares for us. And whatever we are going through, beloved, let me share this with you. You are not going through by yourself. God is there with you. I love the scripture that said, "I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you, but I'll be with you even to the ends of the world." So God love, I mean, I'm excited about the love of God. I hope you are too. I'm just excited what God is doing for us and who he is. And regardless of what's going on in the world, has nothing to do with God never ending love. God still loves us regardless of what's happening. Now, verse 1 and 2 is the introduction summary summon us to give thanks to the Lord because of who he is. See, David them said, "No, I want you to give thanks to the Lord for who he is." Amen. And because of his goodness. See, there's two things he's saying. I want you to give thanks unto the Lord because of who he is. Then I want you to give thanks unto the Lord because of his goodness. He is Jehovah, the covenant-keeping Lord. He is God of God and supreme over all mighty rulers in the universe. Let me read that again because I got blessed just reading that. The introduction here, verse 1 through 3, summon us to give thanks to the Lord. Go give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you tonight, I want everyone on the line tonight, I just want you to give thanks unto the Lord. I want you to just bless him tonight. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want everybody on the line, I know I can't hear you, but you can give God thanks in your home, in your cars, or wherever you are. Give thanks unto the Lord because of who he is. And when you begin to think about what God has done for us and the ways that he has made for us and the doors that he has opened for us, hallelujah, we ought to give him thanks. Praise God to how far he has brought us. In the you know, one of the Psalms said, my soul look back and wonder how I made it over. When we look at what God has done for us, some of us could have been dead a long time ago, but God been good to us. Hallelujah. Every morning, he wakes us up to watch over us during the course of the night as we slumber. Camp around about us, and then early in the morning he wake us up and take us through the course of the day. Oh, he said, give thanks to God because of his goodness. Hallelujah. We got food on our table. We have a house to live in, a vehicle to drive. My God, we owe God praise. We are clothed in our right mind. We have a portion of health and strength. Oh, God is good. Hallelujah. Things could have been worse than what it is now, but God is good. Oh, my God. Don't let me get too excited, Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, but because of who he is and because of his goodness, he is Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God. When God made covenant, he will keep it. When God make a promise, he will keep it. Amen. I love that scripture. For God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. If God said it, he's going to do it. And if he has spoken it, he will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And here he said that he's a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. If God made covenant with his people, then God is going to keep it. If God made a promise to us, then God is going to keep it. Hallelujah. Can't nobody make him take it back or stop him from doing it. Hallelujah. He will do it because he's a covenant-keeping God. He is the God of gods. Amen. Supreme over all the mighty rulers in the universe. I don't care how great the rulers think they are. God is greater. He said he is supreme over all of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what leader or what ruler there is. God is supreme over that. He is mightier than any rulers. Thank God for Jesus. He is Lord of lords. Sovereign over all who hold place of leadership, whether angelic or human. But he is not only great, he is good as well. Good as creator, good as redeemer, good as guide, good as champion and provider. He is good to all of his people. Hallelujah. And you know for yourself, beloved, that God is good to you. Amen. You don't have to just talk about other people. You can talk about yourself. You know for sure that God is good to you. Hallelujah. He made the way for you. He opened doors for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm grateful to God. And here the psalmist is saying that God is not only great, God is good as well, good as creator. He's a good God. He created the heavens and the earth. Good as a redeemer. He redeemed us from the curse of the broken law. Good as a guide. He lead us and guide us every day of our lives. Oh, my God. Good as a champion. Oh, my God. He fought the battle, and the battles have been fought, and the victory has been won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? All power in heaven and earth is in my hand. He's good as a provider. Hallelujah. He will provide for his people. I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Oh, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. Yeah, my God. God is a provider. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful to God for that. Now, in verse 4 through 9, he said that his goodness and mercy are seen first in all of the great wonders of his creation. Hallelujah. My God, look at all the things that was created by him, for him and through him. My God, he said that you see the goodness and the mercies of God first of all in all of his great wonders of creation. Let there be light, he said, and it came forth. Hallelujah. He made mankind after his own image and likeness. By his wisdom, he made the marvelous expanse of the heaven. He brought forth the continents as if they were enormous floating islands. Amen. He placed gigantic light fixture in the sky, the sun providing daylight, and the moon and star provided night light for, they said, for man a bedtime hour. Amen. The light is not too light, too strong when we go to bed. See, God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I was walking the other day, and praise God, I said, God, you are so wonderful. You are magnificent. You know exactly what to do. I looked at the green grass and the green trees. I said, God, you made it so that it's not too harsh on our eyes, and we look at the beauty. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do that but God. God knows he is good to us. Amen. And then in verse number 10 through 15, I'm not going to be before you long tonight. I just want to give you a little encouragement that God loves you and God cares for you, and his goodness and his mercy and his never-ending story of the love, God's love for us. Hallelujah. When nobody else loves you, God loves you. Amen. He loved you before anybody else could love you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm just here tonight to encourage your heart. Amen. I know some people, all the stuff that's going on, amen, they just got them upset. Amen. But I want you to know that the God that we serve, he's good. Can't nothing happen unless God approve it. Hallelujah. The Bible said the heart of the king is in the hands of God. God is the one that approves what's going to happen and not going to happen. That's how good he is, beloved. That's how good God is. Every time we drive him down the road, God take us to work, take us to school, take us to shop and whatever we going, and bring us back home. No harm came upon us. God is good. That's what I'm talking to you about tonight. God is just good. Amen. And our children go to school, and God allowed them to go to school and come back safe, and no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them. Nobody went into school to shoot the school up. Praise God. The bus driver brought them back home safe without a crash, an accident, an incident. My God, God is just good to us. And we just need to give him glory. We need to give him thanks. Because the Bible here said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to start thinking about the goodness of Jesus, the goodness that God bring to us. Hallelujah. The ways that he make for us, the doors that he opened for us. That sometimes doors are shut in your face, and yet God come back and open them doors. Hallelujah. He provide ways when there is no way. God make a way. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about. God is good to us. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said, what God did, he as a great creator and also a mighty redeemer, in order to rescue his people from Egypt, he had to cut down the flower of Egypt, manhood, then took his people by his strong hand and led them out to freedom. Amen. He allowed all of the firstborn to die in Egypt, but he took his people, hallelujah, the Israelite, and took them by his strong arm, his strong hand, and led them out. Amen. To do this, he had to divide the Red Sea into two parts with a dry strip of land in between. Israel got through safely, but the soldiers of Pharaoh were engulfed when the water returned to their place. It was a never-to-be-forgotten display of the steadfast love of Jehovah for his people. Do you understand? Do you can you be reminded of the time that God provided for you, that you will never forget it, the ways that he made for you, the doors that he opened for you? Hallelujah. Can you remember how good God been to you, the time that you've been sick? Praise God, and God healed your body. That's why the psalmist said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We our children, God saved them. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Mother of our church, Dolores Lincoln, she called me today, and it left on my voicemail because we was out, and she said, Pastor, I just want to let you know that Sunday service was so blessed. Ah, Michael, she said, from beginning to end, the service was so blessed, and God is good. I just want to let you know that I'm feeling pretty good today, and I'm giving God thanks. Hallelujah. And beloved, when we see what God is doing, we need to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. The Bible said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say unto you, rejoice. Why? Because whatever you're going through, God going to bring you out. God not going to leave you there by yourself. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world. God not going to leave you hanging by yourself. He's with you. He will provide for you. He's your helper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty good God to us. And when God deliver us, when God set us free, when God bless us, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. And see, that's what's going on with this song that's here. This song, 136. You see, I don't know if the preacher was saying it, and the congregation was answering him back. He was saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. The congregation said, for his mercy endureth forever. And then the preacher said, oh, give thanks unto God, the God of God. Then the congregation said, for his mercy endureth forever. And then he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord of Lord. Then the congregation said, for his mercy endureth forever. To him, the preacher said, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy, what? Endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, oh my God, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm getting excited here now. I know I got to get off this phone here. Praise God. I need to get off the line because I got to get in prayer. But praise God, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about the Lord. I want you to get excited about Jesus. I want you to get excited what God is doing. Hallelujah. I want you to get excited about it. I want you to begin to praise him right in your own house. I want you to begin to magnify him and glorify him right there in your own home. Hallelujah. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mercy. In fact, he said his mercy never runs out. His mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. I hope you was blessed tonight. I pray to God that you was blessed through the word of God tonight. I pray to God that you excited. I pray to God that you are rejoicing. I pray to God. Don't walk around with your head down and act like you have no hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We have a reason to praise God. You said, but brother pastor, don't you see what's going on? Yeah, but I also know what God said. Who are you? Who report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the devil? Or are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. God said he's a way maker. He's a door opener. I believe God. He said he's going to take care of his people. I believe the word of God. Don't you? I trust him. Don't you? Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. It's time for us to get excited about Jesus. I said it's time for us to get excited about Jesus. I want somebody right in your own home now just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will praise him. I will magnify him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Devil, you're not going to take my joy. Oh, you're not going to take my joy. I'm going to believe God. Amen. God is able to bring us out every situation that we are in. Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray tonight. Hallelujah. We're trusting God in all the things that you're going through. We're trusting God that God will bring you out. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. Get excited. Get excited about Jesus. Get excited about him. Amen. He is who he said he is. Amen. And he'll do for us what he said he's going to do. Father, we thank you. We magnify your name. We glorify you. We honor you for this time to speak on your word. God, your word is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, we just thank you that you allow the Holy Spirit just to speak through these vocal cords tonight. Speak through my mind, God, and speak to your people over the airways. God, you know what they're going through. You see the need. There's some that are sick. Sister Sasha Roy, Father God, we ask you just to heal her body tonight. Stretch forth your mighty hands right now. I don't have to send you there because you're already there. But I ask you just to lay your nail scar hands on her in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for Pastor Jerome Holmes, Lord, that you just heal his body. Father, touch him right now. Encourage him and strengthen him and heal him. We're praying for Eileen McQueen, God. God, touch her, Father. Touch and heal her, God. Don't let the enemy destroy her. Father, in your name, speak to her mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give her peace of mind. Oh, Father God, we thank you for, and we're praying for Sister Katie Tyree and her family that lost her husband, God. God, we ask you to comfort her heart, strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying for the Brown family. The Lord, that you'll strengthen the Brown family that lost their loved one today, Rita Brown. Father God, just touch them and comfort and strengthen right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every person on this line tonight, God, we ask you just to heal, deliver them, and set them free. And God, we're praying for Minister Mary Bolden, Lord. We pray for that you heal, continue to heal her body, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you see her heart. You know she loves you. Father God, we ask your healing power will be upon her, even as we are praying right now. God, that the Holy Spirit just come upon and heal in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you for all of your people on this line that call in tonight. God, meet the need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you. Father, we pray for Lady B, that you will just touch her body, God, with these sinuses, God. God, you're able to do it exceeding and abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, Lord God, you're so good. God, we praying for every pastor, every evangelist, every missionary. We praying for every member of our church, Lord. God, we pray that you just continue to help us walk softly before you, to love you more and more and more. God, help us, God, to love one another, to encourage one another, to strengthen one another. Oh, God, we don't take your blessing for granted. God, we thank you for it, God, and we are not get lifted up in pride, because all that happened that is good, you are the one that's doing it, and we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. And Father, we just ask you during this holiday season, God, as people are traveling on Thanksgiving, coming home, going places, we ask your protection, your love upon them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this broadcast tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all, every person that called in tonight. Father, we ask you to bless them for their faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to bless this Dream Team prayer line. Father God, let it continue to be a help to people. Yes. If we can help one person, God, our living will not be in vain. Yes. So God, we thank you for it and honor you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we bless you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, look, thank you again for calling in tonight. Lady B and I love you. Amen. But most of all, Jesus loves you most. Hallelujah. So rejoice in the Lord and be happy in him tonight. Give him glory, give him praise, and give him honor. Amen. With that, I'm going to say good night, and God bless you, and be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.